Our New Testament reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star as it's rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the king had appeared, when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Susie. So I'd just love to pray before we dig into this word. Lord, thank you so much for this morning, and thank you for the obedience and commitment of the wise men. We pray that you would speak to each one of us through what we hear, and that we would draw closer to you through that. In Jesus' name, amen. So I hope you all had a really fantastic Christmas and New Year period. I don't know about you, but for me, it's a really great opportunity to catch up with people, with family and friends. And that happens in lots of different ways. So for some people, it's a Christmas card that I receive and I'm really pleased to hear all their news. For some people, it's a quick WhatsApp message. Sometimes it's a phone call. And sometimes we get together and we chat over food and drink. And those different ways of interacting with people can make quite a big difference to how we are able to communicate together. So I know across all of my friends and family, there are lots of preferences in how you do that. And you learn over time the best way to get a message to particular people. So I know some people will just love to talk on the phone for hours on end. And other people, actually, that's not their thing. They will hold back their news until they see you face to face. One of my colleagues was very adept at this. And if she had an email that she really wanted people to read immediately, she would make the subject line "free wine." And after time, people did learn what that really meant. It meant, "Please read this and take notice of it," straight away. Didn't actually mean that there would be a glass of wine at the end of it. But I thought that was quite an innovative way to get our attention. So aside from this passage, I have never heard of a star being used to get people's attention and to communicate with them in this way. But through this passage, we see God knew the wise men well enough that that was the key way that he was going to get their attention and communicate with them. So I'd love to spend some time now just looking at that a bit more, and also looking at the contrast between Herod and the wise men in this passage, because the way they responded was very different. And it's interesting for us to explore that and why that might have been. So just thinking about the wise men initially then, they were astronomers, probably used to studying the heavens and observing the movements of the stars. And having been prompted to follow that star, not just any star, but his star, they did so. And we don't know a great deal about exactly how that came to be, but we do know God was speaking to them through that, and he knew exactly how to connect with them. God still works in this way, and undoubtedly, I will hear from him in a very different way to each of you. He knows us well enough to speak to us in a way that will connect with us. And that means we need to be alert to those moments. We need to be ready to respond to God at any time. The wise men did respond, and they travelled some distance to get to Jerusalem seeking the baby, demonstrating their commitment to their response, to doing what they'd been asked to do, irrespective of the cost to them. So they will have had lives where they came from, families, commitments, responsibilities, but they left that all behind because God was asking them to do this particular task for him. And it's good for us to remember this was something brand new for them. It's not something that they'd been asked to do before, nor was it something that they'd seen before. God was calling them to be part of a whole new story for the whole of humanity. So thinking about that and turning to Herod, we know that he was king. He was a powerful man. One commentator describes him as wealthy, politically gifted, and clever enough to remain in the good graces of successful Roman emperors. He was powerful. Yet, when the wise men explain that they'd come to find a baby, Herod was frightened. Despite all his power and wealth, he was fearful of this tiny child. His response is one that has fear riddled right through it. We read that he calls together his chief priests and scribes. He wants to understand more, to talk it through with people who were subordinate to him and he doesn't feel threatened by, to think about how he can respond to protect his own position and authority. So they were able to provide an answer to his question where the Messiah was to be born, referencing a passage from Micah in the Old Testament. But it's interesting that we don't read of any of them wanting to go with the wise men to Bethlehem. It may have been that actually they were concerned about how Herod would react had they suggested that. We know from history that Herod actually assassinated some of the people in his own family that he felt threatened by because he was so insecure. And it might have been that the chief priests and scribes knew that and thought, I am not risking suggesting going to Bethlehem because I don't want to provoke Herod in any way. And likewise, we read that all of Jerusalem was troubled with Herod. And might it have been that they equally were concerned about his fear and insecurity with this whole situation and the fact that this Messiah was coming? So Herod then calls the wise men secretly, not openly, to have a transparent conversation that other people could contribute to. He does this behind closed doors, closeted away. Had he really wanted to pay homage to the child, why did that need to be secret? So often situations go wrong because fear drives us into darkness. We don't want others to know what we're saying and doing because we know that it's not right. And sometimes that's why we hide away behind closed doors. So in contrast, the wise men keep on their faithful pathway, following the star which leads them to the baby where they were overwhelmed with joy. And their faithfulness isn't solely demonstrated by the fact that they made the journey. They brought amazing gifts with them as well, which foretold what was going to happen to this baby. There was gold for kingliness, frankincense for priestliness and worship, a and myrrh for death and sacrifice. And the gifts show that through the prompting of the Spirit, the wise men had some sense of who Jesus was and what was going to happen. And they bring these gifts faithfully to the feet of this infant. The obedience of the wise men continues as they respond to God's word in a dream to return to their own country by a different route and not going back to Herod as he had requested. Their faithfulness and obedience shines through this story as brightly as the star shone for them. So what does this mean for us today in January 2024, looking forward? What can we take from the wise men that might apply in our own lives? So thinking about their response and what they did, are our hearts and minds open to what new thing God might be asking us to do? Now, I don't yet know if we've got any astronomers at St Mary's. We may well do, I have no idea. But I do know we have lots of people with lots of interests and gifts and talents, lots of people doing different things every day. And God might speak to us through any of those things. He might speak to us when we're praying, when we're reading scripture, but he might equally speak to us when we're having a chat with a friend, when we're at work, through a TV program we're watching, listening to a song on the radio. God works in all kinds of ways, and we need to be alert and open to hearing from him in those moments and being ready to respond in the way that he asks. The star was in the sky for everyone to see. It wasn't hidden, but God knew that the wise men were the people that would get the message that he was sending, because that was exactly the right way to connect with those people that he was calling to act. I'm not anticipating wise men pitching up in my door anytime soon with gifts, but there will be things that are unexpected that will happen in 2024. And for each of you, my guess is if you look back at 2023, lots of things happened last year that you wouldn't have anticipated 12 months ago. And we need to be ready that God might prompt us to do something that we hadn't anticipated, and we need to be ready and open and willing to step into that rather than being fearful and withdrawn like Herod was. God knows you, and he knows exactly the right way to communicate with you. We've heard that the wise men were overwhelmed with joy, and God will speak to you in a way that you know, and he will lead you faithfully into the good plans that he has for you. So are you willing to accept that specially selected call that he might have? Are you willing and open to follow the star that God has put over your life specifically? So I'm just going to finish with a prayer, and then I'll hand over to Andrew to continue with our time of prayer. Lord, thank you so much that you called the wise men, and thank you for their model of obedience and faithfulness in that moment. Father, I pray that at the start of this year, each of us would be open to hearing from you in the way that you are communicating with us. Give us hearts that are willing to step forward into what you have for us. And Lord, I pray that if any of us have a sense of feeling stuck, if we feel we aren't able to move forward, that you would just release us from that in this moment. If there is any sense of fear or nervousness, that would be gone in your name, Lord. Give us boldness and strength to look forward with confidence, aware that you are a good Father, that you have good things for each one of us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.